Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
That second rest is that faith rest. You already found rest in Christ, and now he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest for your soul. And literally, you're believing God. And your life, then, when you trust God, you will have a peace that passes all understanding. We're talking about something different than salvation rest. And that's what he's talking about here in verse number 11. They shall not enter into my rest. Now, there's another rest that we're going to find in chapter number 4. That's eternal rest. We'll find that in chapter number 4. So there's at least three rests in chapters 3 and 4. There's salvation, there's a faith rest, and then there's eternal or everlasting rest. Also, my dad used to call it the millennial rest, and now we're getting that when we get into chapter number 4. But it's interesting. The word literally means a place of blessing. You're not going to enter into my rest. Canaan was a place of blessing. Canaan is not a picture of heaven. Where do you get that? A lot of people got the songs, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. You know, I love to sing about Canaan, but listen, Canaan is not heaven. They still had to fight in Canaan. Joshua had to defeat the enemies, you know. First thing he did, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. He had to walk 7 times. Remember the story? First thing he did, he had battles. He had to defeat the enemy of Canaan. Canaan is a life of blessing here and now. And God told those unbelieving Hebrew people, you're not going over into that rest over there, that land flowing of milk and honey. Matter of fact, for 40 years, you're going to walk around in circles, so to speak. And your carcasses, I love that King James word, carcasses. Kind of not politically correct today, but I look that word carcasses up. And, you know, in the Greek language, literally it means their body's just carcasses. It's going to draw, let's move on here. Ain't this good stuff? And I'm just getting started. Verse number 12. Take heed, brethren. Remember who I said he's talking to? He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. He said, brethren, or if you're a cistern, sisters in Christ, cistern, okay? That's just a little side joke there. Brothers and cistern, okay? He's talking to saved people. Take heed, pay close attention, lest there be of any of you an evil heart. An evil heart. What's the evil heart? This thing of unbelief. There it is, of unbelief in departing from the living God. I got to move on to this. Verse number 13. But exhort one another daily. The word exhort means to encourage one another in the love of Christ. Help one another, strengthen one another, lest we too fall away. Why is it so important for us to be around other believers? Help one another, encourage it. Why is it so important to be in church on Sunday morning? To hear the preacher? No. Well, that's a good, I'm glad to hear. No. For each other and to worship God corporately. And that's what he said. Matter of fact, he gets into Hebrews chapter 10 where he says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves. As a manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Every time I get there, I kind of think, I can't understand why churches quit having church on Sunday night and Wednesday night. I know this is going out on the radio and internet. I tell you, if I was a member of a church that did not have church on Sunday night and Wednesday night, I wouldn't be a part of it. I'm going to get stoned like those people. I'm not stoned, but stoned. That kind of stuff. That, you know, like the congregation wanted to stone, you know, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb for what I said. But listen, we ought to meet here the more. And what's happened when people get out of church? I know them and you know them. What happens? Farther and farther and farther and farther. And they didn't lose their salvation. Let me move on. Verse number 14. I got verse number 13, importance of fellowship and church attendance. I'm trying to finish this. For we are made partakers. The word partakers means we share together with Christ the blessings of this life and the life to come. We're partakers with him. We. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If. I underline that word if. He's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about enjoying the blessings of this life. Because we're sharers with Christ. We're partakers with him. There's a lot of people who are saved that aren't partakers of Christ. They're back out in the world. Notice I did not say they lost their salvation. But they're not enjoying the blessings of God. They've not entered into rest. That second rest we talked about. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Now this is a whole other subject, and I'm just going to drop this by you, and I'm going to run. Because I have a note there, bridal relationship. If you hold to the end, I'm not talking about earning your salvation. Once saved, always saved. But bridal identity is earned, it's not given. Just because you're saved does not mean you're going to be in the bride of Christ. I know people don't teach that, but we've had lessons on this and over and over and over again about the bridal relationship. Salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Bridal identity is something you earn, something that's given to you because of what you've done for him. And this is another little, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. There's so much here. While it is said, here's that strange word again, today, if you hear his voice, and I didn't have time, that's the direct quote from Psalm 95, 7 through 11, these verses I was reading about. For I was said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in a provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all came out of Egypt by Moses. Remember, only the people over 20 years of age died in the wilderness, and every one of them except Joseph, Joshua, and Caleb. Moses didn't come out. Aaron didn't come out. Remember Moses? He struck the rock. He's supposed to speak to it, and he struck that rock, and God said, you messed up, man. You ain't going into Canaan. He said, but I'll let you see it. Remember, we talked about that here a week or two ago. He took Moses up on the mountain. There it is. There's Canaan. And Moses died on that mountain. God buried him. Remember, we talked about that. God buried Moses. He was the only one that attended Moses' funeral. Anyway, that's what it's talking about here. Only the people under the age of 20 went into Canaan. Verse 17, but with whom was it grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom he sware that they should not enter into rest, to them that believed not? Again, it's unbelief that was the reason. And I have a note, and I'm going to close with this. The cardinal sin of believers is unbelief. Verse number 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. I underlined that verse number 19 in my Bible. If you don't underline, at least mark it, put a star by it. This is what's robbing you, and it's what's robbing me of the blessings of God in our life, is unbelief. We have not entered into the rest, that rest of faith, that rest of trust. All of us, we struggle with this. This is what's robbing us of the blessings of God. Is unbelief. May we be like the father of that child that was healed in Mark chapter 9, verse number 24, and say, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Our Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, for these wonderful words of life. Lord, this isn't just for those children of Israel, isn't just for those Jews back in Paul's day. This is for us. Lord, may we be a people that believe. May we be a people that trust. Not just as you as our Savior, but as you are our supplier, as our strength. Lord, we thank you. Lord, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased as we're focused on you and you alone. May you be, as our worship is like an incense to you. Only you are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.